So all these guys, you know, the conservatives, I'm a conservative person. Bush says, I do not believe he's a true conservative. These people are stupid.
Quiet. How stupid. This guy's a, you know, he's my friend, but he's really a pain. He keeps talking. Quiet. He's not a protester, but man, is he noisy.
And I just got back from Chattanooga, too. And I spoke to some Marines there.
Build that wall. All of the... Oh, Jeb. Oh. Jeb. He's asleep at the wheel, folks.
President Obama... Secretary Kerry, I highly think you should read this book quickly. Quickly! Despite that phony rate, you see what's happening with the stock market? We're in a bubble, folks. Watch what happens. Remember what I've been saying? We're totally reliant on Asia and different countries. Watch what happens. It's going to be not pretty. We're in a big, fat, beautiful bubble. All of that money that's going to Hillary and Jeb and Scott and Marco and all of them. The people that are putting up that money are, it's like puppets. Bing, bing. I backed McCain and I backed Romney. McCain lost, Romney lost. I said, damn it, the next time I'm just gonna do it myself, right? Right?
Sometimes I look in the audience, that guy right there, and I'll pick one beautiful woman right here. We can't pay you the $150 billion. Once those hostages landed, about 2 seconds later, fellas, how you doing? Everything good? Listen, the $150 billion? Sorry, we don't have the money. We owe $19 trillion. We don't have it.
He's very low energy. I'm not used to that kind of a person.
The premiums are going through the roof. The deductibles, frankly, you have to get hit with a Komatsu tractor in order to use them. They're so high.
His name is Woody Johnson. He's from Johnson & Johnson. Woody Johnson, Johnson & Johnson, has a hard time with the Jets.
And the media, look at all those people back there. Scavengers, they're like scavengers.
So I always thought that, you know, it's special equipment and special cameras, and I always figured maybe the cameras are locked, they can't move, you know, new computerized cameras, $200,000 a piece, and maybe they can't move, and they would never move. And then one day I had a protester, like, up in a corner over here, and all of a sudden these cameras, there was, like, behind the camera, they're bending around like pretzels. The cameras, they move, believe me. And after that, I loved my protesters, because wherever I have a protester, they see that's the only way they move the cameras.
I said, that's nothing. Look at all the cameras back there. 230 reporters, 230 press.
Okay, so now Bush goes in and he makes a mistake, and then Obama, frankly, might as well have stayed there, but okay, but he made a mistake too. And I said, keep the oil. Do you remember that? And everyone said, you can't keep the oil. It's a sovereign country. You can't keep the oil. I said, keep the oil. We're in there now. You blew it. You shouldn't have gone in. So here's who has it. Iran is taking it, and ISIS has it. And ISIS now is building a hotel in Iraq. They're competing with me. You believe it?
Thank you, darling. Look at these people.
Let's say that Jeb Bush or Hillary or one of these politicians, all talk, no action, all controlled by lobbyists and special interests and donors. People like me from previous months, okay? Total control. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. You know what that is, right?
So if I want you to, you guys such a nice guy. He's a rough cookie. I like that guy. Raise your hand. Is that you? I like him. I might even love him. He's a nice guy. He's not my style. Not exactly my thing, but I love this man.
But if I were Marco... But in particular, if I was Jeb, I wouldn't say Marco's a good friend of mine. Marco did something that he wasn't supposed to do. He ran. I've never said this before. And I watch these two guys, and they're hugging, and they're kissing, and they're holding each other. Very much like, actually, Chris Christie did with the president.
These people come up to me. They say, Donald, you don't really mean we're going to build a wall, do you? And I say...
say, absolutely we're going to build a wall, 100%.
They go, well, you don't really mean that. That was like when I first started in June. I said right from the beginning, we're going to build a wall. It's going to be a real wall. See that ceiling up there? I mean, this is a wall that if you get up there, you're not coming down very easy. Look, there's Donald Trump right over there. Look at this guy. Look. Look. There's another one. They're all over the place. Look at this guy. Look at that guy.
So Uma is getting classified secrets. She's married to Anthony Weiner, who's a perv. No, he is. He is.
Actually, most people didn't. I own the Bank of America building in San Francisco. Big, big, big chunk. And it's a great building. Got from the Chinese. I did great. Great.
They still don't know what happened.
But that's what we need, right?
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
I know that Marco Rubio did not win it. Do we agree? That's what. And I only say that because he took some nasty things about us today. You know, I wouldn't have said it. You know, if they would, like poor Jeb. He spent $20 million on negative ads. If he didn't do that, I wouldn't be talking badly about him.
That there are four... Immigrants on the whole
Come on, try getting it out. Try getting it out.
I'll get it out.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you're talking about. Try getting it out. Go ahead.
One empty chair, and I've seen it. If there's one empty chair, the press will put it on that chair.
Kerry, who's a baby. I mean, here's a guy who goes on a bicycle to go on a bicycle race. He's 73 years old. He's in a bicycle race. He falls. He breaks his leg during the negotiation. And I tell everybody... And you probably heard it. I swear to you, I will never be in a bicycle race as long as I'm...